level up. And shut the devil up. Pop and lock it. Roll up. The pop and master.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Colorado Show, your midweek lunch break here in the Centennial State. And Darren, I think is that you in that video?
What? You high as hell. Hell no.
I don't know.
Hell no.
Watch it again.
Look, that is not me. Oh, not even close to me. Okay. Are you trying to say all black people look alike? That's what you're trying to say?
That was the tea. Huh? Where's Karen?
Yeah, canceled.
She said she was coming.
Ash has been canceled.
Do you think that Karen is... Am I canceled? That was enough to get me canceled? That can't be it.
Nah, that was light work. Yeah. We've said way worse things on this show.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We call it like we see it. And we treat the news of Colorado with the level of respect and decorum it deserves. And since it's, you know, Lucifer's playground, that's a pretty low bar.
She said Lucifer's playground. That's funny.
I'm just saying. All right. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to get into the whole Charlie Kirk situation. There's different. You know, there's a whole bunch of different angles to look at that from. And then
these are theories. They ain't no real angles. Thing, but yeah.
Well, there are different angles, right? There's the Scooby-Doo whodunit.
Right.
Digging in and looking at, you know, ballistics and, you know, trajectories and watching really horrifying footage over and over and over again and developing theories, to your point, off of that. There's the Turning Point USA hostile takeover power struggle, who is going to determine Charlie's legacy kind of drama that's playing out.
Who's fighting that?
Here's how I see it. This is what I can deduce from being sort of obsessed with this on the internet. Candace Owens is grieving. Publicly, and yeah, you can feel her pain. Charlie Kirk was a very, very close friend of hers, and you can feel her pain. And I have told my friends the same thing. If anything happened to you, I would scorch the fucking earth in the same way that she is. Right. Because when the story doesn't make sense, truth and justice become almost inaccessible if you don't push back. 9/11 comes to mind, right? So, Candace Owens has made assertions that Charlie was changing his positions on Israel. And she has not, to my knowledge, said that, you know, Israel killed Charlie Kirk or anything like that. But there's a lot of questions that have been raised about who has a motive to kill Charlie Kirk.
Right.
And so Candace made these assertions last night. Comic Dave Smith and Tucker Carlson, because in Candace's first video, she said, I call on Dave Smith and Tucker Carlson to release what they know about this. And she said Tucker and Charlie were both mic'd up when they had a conversation about, you know, what Tucker was and wasn't allowed to say on stage at one of their events.
Oh, at the America Fest.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Candace said they're both mic'd up. So last night, Dave Smith did a podcast and he has two text messages from Charlie that basically show Charlie agreeing with Dave in the Dave Smith Douglas Murray debate on Rogan.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing? So Charlie was like agreeing with, so lends support to the idea that he was questioning his positions on Israel. That's one of the reasons that he's revealing this, is because it's supporting what Candace is saying. And then the other thing was a vibe. He said that when he was talking to him before he went on stage And, you know, other people were there. So it wasn't just them one-on-one, but that Charlie didn't say anything to Dave, but he got a vibe that he knew I was right. Dave said, pretty much. I might be misquoting him, but that's not my intention. And I mean, I'm trying to reflect accurately. I get the gist of it. Yeah. So that happened last night. So Dave did that. And then Tucker did this honoring Charlie Kirk special with Megyn Kelly and, gosh, a bunch of other people who escaped me now. It was really good. I encourage people to watch it. And went harder than Dave, kind of supporting Candace's assertions. Megyn Kelly supported that as well when she joined Tucker's thing. And then today, Matt Gaetz has come out and said, I have personal knowledge of this, and what Tucker is saying is 100% accurate. So that's the one side. On the other side is the Daily Wire people who are, you know, co-hosting Charlie's show, or hosting in his stead, his podcast. Seth Dillon and the Babylon Bee and that crowd. Josh Hammer's name came up a whole bunch of, and I think he was at the Daily Wire at one point. I don't know what he's doing now. Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer keeps asserting that the person that killed Charlie Kirk is definitely this kid that was dating the transgender, that the inexplicable text messages and magic Discord server have revealed Laura Loomer did it.
Was it going to shill for Israel regardless? She's gonna shill for Israel regardless.
Laura Loomer is, which is the Daily Wire, right? And so is
what's the dude's name? Ben
Shapiro.
That's the guy from the. That guy.
I literally just said
that. Oh, you did? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
You got to speak into the microphone.
Work. So that's that drama. And then you have, you know, on the Scooby-Doo front, the Different Trajectory video came out yesterday, and everybody's probably seen this at this point, but the theory of that one is that he was shot back here, and that the wound that you're seeing here is an exit wound. And it's about like 20 to 25 minutes, I think. So that whole thing, there's like so many different angles. And I personally think that, and it is kind of the response we had last week when the news broke, because that was like 14 minutes from now that it happened last week. And our immediate reaction was to pray. I would say 100% that the death of the assassination, the execution of Charlie Kirk, I felt it in my spirit. A member of the body of Christ was martyred, and I felt that in my spirit. And I think a lot of people felt it in their spirit. A lot of people felt an urging to return to church this past weekend. And
yeah, it was
that too, vibe is still very much there. And so that's really where I want to focus. What's up? Hey, gorgeous.
Hello, darling.
That's really where I want to, like, when I think about what can I do, where can I focus my time and effort and energy, it's on that, because I think that's his legacy. I think in everything that he did publicly, certainly he tried to point people towards Jesus. And right. I think there's a reason that we all felt it in our spirit when he died, because a champion in the body of Christ was martyred. And that's, you know, I don't know. Karen, where are you at?
In the car.
Well, I meant like mentally, but yeah, I mean, obviously just in the car.
Thank you for noticing. This time last week, my God, I interrupted the show to give the news that something happened. So this whole week has just been kind of surreal. And I didn't know it hit me like this. Like, it was heavy. It's been really, really heavy. And I'm sad and angry at the same time. I think I'm just going to stay angry. And it drives me.
I'm just going to stay angry. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't apologize for that. I never will. And a lot of it is due to the continued gaslighting. So that is,
I believe that.
Yep. It's the constant gaslighting, and it's just how they're doubling and tripling down in these agents of evil on in the lamestream dinosaur media continue to try to turn the focus on Charlie Kirk and these black pastors, for instance.
Oh yeah, they were a mess this Sunday. They were a mess. Like,
isn't that
so? I'm him? Not in the black pastor circles. You guys count have to blessings. Tell me what happened.
Count your blessings.
Right?
I haven't been invited yet.
No. You don't want to come to that cookout.
Yeah, neither of us either. So
yeah.
But the reason is that we would get up and walk out because they have been misleading their parishioners. And I made a video about it. It's very disgusting that these black pastors are spreading the lie because they don't want their parishioners and the guests in the church.
It's all about the money,
Karen. To research.
It's all about the money. It's all about the
They're
money.
They're race pimps.
Yeah, that's all it is. And they've been that since the 60s. You know what I'm saying? They've been that since the civil rights movement. So I would say that as far as the black pastors are concerned, who's their biggest target audience anyway? It's liberal black women.
Yep. Oh,
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? That's it. Because if they decide to start saying what really needs to be said rather than what they think these people want to hear. Yeah. The building fund's going to get mighty, mighty small.
Right. Can't have that.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Especially since the donations to the Democrat Party have dwindled to almost nothing. You know, they're not getting that money anymore. USAID is gone. They're not getting that. So they're depending on continuing to brainwash the people who go to these churches. And it's, it's such a shame, but it's easy to do. These black folks are gullible, and they're unfortunately, some of them are going to continue to vote Democrat no matter how much they are beaten black and blue on the plantation. They will continue to vote for Massa.
Well, the thing about I've come to the conclusion that there's no talking to them. So they eventually have to get red-pilled on their own. That's when I start seeing more black conservatives and more black folks shifting to the right. They have to experience something on their own that gives them that epiphany. You can't go in there and talk to them. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's the unfortunate part about it. What did President Trump get? Like 8% of the black vote? 9?
A bit, you know, it's still
more. I thought it was double digits.
It was double digits this time around.
I'm not 100%.
This time around, it was double digits. Yeah, it was 30%. I think it was 30%.
He didn't get 30% of the black vote. Not a chance.
He got 30% of the black vote. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I don't know about all that. I know it's double digits, but I don't know how that.
It needs to be more. How do you literally? No, that's. I mean, I don't understand how you have people. They will sit there and watch Joe Biden talk about black folks.
They'll watch him fall off the
in the Senate. From back when he was in the Senate, they will hear what he has to say. They are made aware of Kamala Harris, who is not black, throwing black men in prison on minor charges some are still there. They will hear this, and their cognitive dissonance overtakes them because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to know that they've been wrong this whole time. And they don't want to know that she's truly an Indian and she's not black. It's mind-boggling. But they'll say Charlie Kirk is racist. Charlie Kirk is racist. Why? Because he challenged black people who stepped up to the mic, who were under the Democrat spell.
Hold on a second. So I want to answer your dispute earlier.
He got 15-20%.
I'm going to weigh in on your dispute. We should actually do this way. Weigh in on your dispute. So according to the AI summary of results, Trump got between 13-17% in 2024, 8% in 2020. According to Pew, it was 15%. So right in the middle of the range. Yeah,
Gemini. I just looked at Gemini. It says 20. It says 15 to 20%. So that's about right.
It's huge, though. It's that's, huge.
That's a, no, that's a, big number. That's a big number. That's, I think that's probably the largest for any Republican this century, right?
Wouldn't that did you guys see this one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Karen, did you see this video? Well, it's not that long. It's only 2 minutes. I think we should play it because this kind of gets to the heart of what you guys were talking about, and I thought this was really good.
Okay, y'all got me. I found a video of Charlie Kirk spewing hate, and he was being racist towards a black woman. So I got to share it, just like how I share everything else.
How are you? What a beautiful kid that is. Thank you. What a gift from God.
She truly is. She is the biggest blessing.
So racist.
Give it up. That is a gift from the Lord, everybody.
That was the person y'all said that was racist and hated black people.
Oh.
I don't know about y'all, but you can't turn hate on or off. And a racist person would never call you and your family beautiful. Like, that's who y'all said hated black people. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, the more I go down this rabbit hole, the more I just get, like, re-pissed off all over again. Because I just get, like, the videos of folks celebrating and all of that just come back in my head. And the people who were saying, I'm celebrating because he hated black people. I'm celebrating because he was racist to us. And I come across videos like that, and I'm like,
what kind of crack y'all smoking?
Like, yeah. And I already know somebody going to say that was just a clip. You contradicting yourself, because this whole time I've been preaching full context. Don't go off clips. And I just went off of a clip of him showing love to a black woman. But the point is, you cannot turn hate in your heart for somebody or for a group that y'all say on or off. If you hate a group, you're going to stand 10 toes on that. And that man show would have stood 10 toes on something if he actually hated something. But all of a sudden in this situation, he sees this beautiful family of this mom and kid, and he's going to call them beautiful and a gift from God. And you trying to sit here and tell me that he hated black people. And trying to tell me that he was racist to black people. All right.
Y'all want to keep it real? Y'all want to keep it all the way 100? This is not about Charlie Kirk. You know, people are losing their minds because it's about good and evil, right? Yeah. Charlie Kirk, it's not about Charlie. He's just because you got people that are saying this, that celebrating his death, that probably never watched Charlie Kirk.
Exactly. They're going off
something somebody told them. So, or some meme that they saw where they said, "Oh, he said this about black women." No, he said that about specific black women. And I say the same shit. And I say it in a much meaner way. And Karen,
I say what I say.
And Karen is 10 times worse than me.
So look. Can I share something with you that happened last night? So my son sends in our little family group chat. He sends me a video, sends everybody a video and said, I need you to watch this video into like 1 minute and 8 seconds. Well, in it, that's I posted this video on TikTok, I think it was. And it's gone like completely viral. It's crazy. And he said, Mom, I got a call from one of his friends from when he was a kid, and they were friends when my husband, he was active duty and we lived on base. And he said, is that's Miss Karen, that's Miss Karen. And he was like, I haven't seen her in so long, I was so happy to see her. But he said to my son, you know what I did? I turned off everything around me, and I started diving into Charlie Kirk and watching his videos myself. And this is a kid, you know, ghetto kid, but I didn't know what was going to happen with him when he was a little boy, because he was a little wild, whatever. Right. Kept getting in trouble on base, and MPs had to deal with him a little bit. You know, he's right. Grown up to be a great young man with a family, and I'm very proud of him. And he said, I am so glad I saw this video, just came up in my feed, and I didn't know Miss Karen was out here like this. She's making it happen for the cause, man. And I saw the Charlie Kirk videos for myself. Ain't nothing racist about that man. Nothing was racist about him. And it has changed my mind. And me and my family and the people I know, they're gonna know now what I actually see. So to me, it's like reaching, because I haven't heard from this kid since he was a kid. Like, it's crazy town. But it shows the reach of how God is using Charlie Kirk. Even like, this is going to go on and on and on. This is not just a news story that kind of disappears in the news cycle and people forget.
Nah, this is going to go on for a while.
It's going. This is going to just continue to sprout wings. And yep. He is a seed sown and a tree planted by the rivers of living water, like the Bible tells us. So what the evil, what they meant for evil, God is turning around for his good. And a lot of people are going back to church. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to, they can keep gaslighting, but in my personal experience, things are changing for the better, which is what Charlie Kirk would have wanted. And I'm definitely going to continue working to wake up these people who want to be, you know, who want to know the truth. That's what we got to do.
Darren, go ahead.
Can we have a real moment here?
I think we were just having a real moment. We can have another one.
No, I mean, yeah, a real one. Inclusive and more inclusive realist. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you like this, folks. This culture races are full of shit, and there's no saving them, no talking to them. They're gonna have to have a red pill experience. You know, the best, give them exactly what they want, right? So you think white people are evil? Okay, separate them from white people. Okay, I bet you they'll be bitching about it. Like, look at all them people that went to the Ozarks. He said, we're going to start our own white town. Everybody's on TikTok. That's so racist. It's segregation. Oh, so now you want to go to the Ozarks? Really, Antoine? Really? You want to go to the Ozarks? Really? Really? Really, Shafiq? That's what you want to do? Okay. So they're all full of shit. They're all full of shit. Look, I'm telling you, you separate white people from black people, like, administratively, black folks will cry their eyes out. They'll lose their minds. They love white people. Deep down inside, they love the white man. Okay, they love him. All right.
Is it because they love having a villain?
No, yeah, but that's part of it. But then again, you got to understand, what are they gonna do? The white man is their everything. I mean, think about it. You got Ilhan Omar and AOC and all these heifers and Kamala. All these heifers sit up here and tell you that white men are the most evil thing on the planet.
Really? Go ahead, preach.
Yeah, but they hate white supremacy until it gets in the bedroom.
Come on now.
So come on. I don't believe none of these people. And here's the funny thing.
They're dominatrixes.
No, this is how
that's
dumb.
How you pluralize that.
Not a chance. Not
and
a chance.
That's how no. They're like paying it forward is you, by dominating the white
I
man.
I guarantee you, somebody in the federal hierarchy hooks Jasmine Crockett up with a white dude in order to get her elected for a higher office. I guarantee
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Eric Swalwell.
Eric Swalwell.
No, have you seen them? They're spending a lot of time together. I'm just saying. They do little podcasts together. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so we got fingernails and Fang Fang.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I like it. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this is gonna be great. See what I'm
good.
Saying?
I like
and
that.
Look at this.
He got him special chocolate.
And you know what they're gonna have? You know what they're gonna say? You know all these sisters are gonna say? They're gonna be like, "Girl, she got her a Zachary. She got her a Zachy, a Zaddy, right?" They're gonna praise this shit. I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
The great white pipe is where it's at with these women. They love it. they will submit to this guy all day long, but then come sell you something totally different.
Right.
They're full of shit. They're full of shit.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Agreed.
With that, I think we'll take a brief moment and hear from our incredible sponsors.
My gum.
Thanks for sharing. We'll be right back.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
I'm David Cross, and you may know me from my election integrity work, but I also own U.S. Asset Management, a family-owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
Psst. Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
And we're back.
Wait in the water, children, wait. Oh.
Keep going.
God's gonna trouble the waters. Wait in the water, children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Meanwhile, down the street.
Okay.
I don't even know what's happening.
Alu Akbar.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's the church down the street.
That's beautiful.
Thank Love you. It. I try. Give me a thank you. I deserve a round of applause.
Round
you
it, agree? Please.
Thank you.
All right. So when last we left off, we were talking about fingernails versus Fang Fang, I believe.
Appropriate church music. Yes. throw some holy water on that hoe.
Yeah.
not that hoe.
Archers! Archers! Archer! Throw some holy water on that hoe!
Like, get y'all shit together. Go ahead.
Oh God!
Oh. I appreciate the anticoats very much.
Wow!
I feel like I'm missing an inside joke though.
No, you do.
Someday I'm taking you with me to the black church, so you
go.
I want you to go.
And I've been to black church
in Atlanta. Is it like that? Is it the same in
you
Colorado as it is in Atlanta?
You want to go to Jamal Bowman's church? No. Was it Jamal? What's the guy's name? What's the dude?
Raphael
Jamal
Warnock.
Jamal Bryant.
Yeah. No, we don't. That porch Negro. No, I have no interest in.
You're making me laugh, and that I'm gonna get labeled as a racist for laughing when you're being hilarious.
Don't worry about it. I got it for you. I will take that on. Don't worry about it.
What was Obama's pastor? Something right.
Oh, Jeremiah Wright.
Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah, and you got Raphael Warnock.
Mm-hmm.
Did he like
all these guys are pretty much communists, right?
Did he run over his daughter with his wife with a car?
I don't know. Did he?
Which one? Warnock.
Well, let's find out.
I think he hit his wife with a car.
His wife, you said?
Yeah. His ex-wife.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
Apostate!
And these black pastors are just like, they just love socialism. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Like, okay. According
not for themselves.
But according to Chat GP Tom.
Okay.
There's no evidence that Raphael Warnock ran over his wife. Here is a breakdown of what is known. In March 2020, during his divorce proceedings, Warnock's then wife, Ulay Ndjodi, accused him of running over her foot with his car after an argument. He denied the allegation. Police responded to the incident. Police report says there was no visible sign of injury, no swelling, redness, bruises, or broken bones. Medical personnel also did not find evidence corroborating the claim. Warnock was never charged with anything related to the allegation.
That's mad funny. So he denied it. The cops left, and then he hit her with the car. Okay, I heard you. All right. Gotcha.
There's no evidence. Goodness. There's no evidence of that.
And then
I'm not sure Ulay Ndjodi was ever heard from again, though.
That was good.
Ulay Ndjodi.
I want to know how to pronounce it now. It's real weird. Please don't put it up.
She said, please don't. there goes half the show.
I got it.
Right.
Yeah, you don't.
Nope.
It's not that important.
How do you say it?
Ulay Ndjodi. Yes. It is Ulay Ndjodi. Yes. Good hello, American niggas. This is.
Booga.
Hello, my fair skinned sister. I love living in Colorado. I am going to get lighter.
Oh Lord. Help us, God.
Where did the white gal go?
Help us.
Hello, Miss White Woman. Thank you for allowing me to come to Colorado. Oh. This place is great.
Oh man.
There are lots of homeless people here.
Oh, bust you in the head.
Oh man. Yes. Please go on with the show, fair skinned that sister.
I don't know how.
You're wrong.
I don't really know. So your black church isn't like that?
No, it is not like that at all.
I wasn't asking you.
She's like, I'm not asking.
All right. So
Church was live.
Crisscross is mad at us. She says, get to the news, folks.
Yes, dear.
Okay. So apparently the Evergreen school shooter is connected to a Luciferian death cult online.
Damn!
Oh, shocking. Surprise.
Hang on, let me pull it up.
Yeah, those kids are downtown. They did a walkout against gun violence. That is brainwashing.
That is the dumbest grift in the world. Like,
I'm sure Jared Polis or Schultz or whatever the fuck his name is, smiling. These kids, high school kids, did a walkout and they're downtown marching. I haven't gone yet. I have an appointment, but I would have already been down there, but I saw it on the television.
You have an appointment for what?
An appointment for a march?
You have an appointment to go harass the kids marching? Like what?
No, happening? I wish. No, I have an appointment.
Get that on camera, please.
I want to go.
I wish to meet you there.
I would like to. No, I would like to go, but it's already happened. Like earlier this morning, the kids got up and walked out of Evergreen High School, I think it was, and they all ended up downtown in front of the Capitol, marching with a bunch of signs, for gun control, more gun control, control the guns, control the guns. Those are that's the signage. That was the news and what they reported. Oh, gun control, gun control. These kids want more gun control. So I'm sure it was, you know, police beaming from ear to ear. And aren't they in a special session about the crime in Colorado right now? Another special session at the Capitol.
I thought crime was a conspiracy theory.
Apparently it is
a feature of your imagination.
Apparently it is not, yeah. Because they are literally having a special session downtown at the Capitol right freaking now concerning crime in Colorado.
Nine News told us that crime was down.
That's not
really
happening right now either.
No, it's all a figment. It's all in your mind.
It's all in your mind.
All in your mind.
It's far-right talking points, far-right propaganda coming from Trump to tell you that there's crime.
Hey, bunch of conservatives must be committing the crimes, according to them. That's the only reason that they would allow such a special session to even convene, is that they're blaming right-wing extremists. Once again. Yeah, great. Yeah. Even though there is constant evidence to the contrary. And now come to find out this kid was tied to a Luciferian group. He ain't even 18 years old.
Do they have meetings in Colorado?
I'm gonna share with you what's going on. So BX, and you can find her BX on X on X. Her handle is BX_on_X, I think. BX Writes on Substack. So that's bxwrites.substack.com. BX on Rumble, I think, is her Rumble channel. But she is a mom who is kind of a badass and is like the authority of research, short of any government entity, on this 7-6-4 Order of Nine Angles Luciferian death cult thing.
Right.
So the Evergreen High School shooting happened, like it was an active shooter at the same time that Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And so it kind of flew under the radar more than these things do usually. But I'm going to read just a little bit of this and then this is up on Colorado Free Press. So people go to coloradofreepress.com. It's the second story linking to her Substack. So you can find it there. We're streaming to like nine places. So I was thinking I'll drop it in the chat. And then I'm like, that's a lot. So on September 10th, 2025, as the nation reeled from the public assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk during a speaking engagement in Utah, another calm 7-6-4 connected school shooting unfolded in the quiet town of Evergreen, Colorado. Kirk's death, which has been described as the most high-profile political assassination since Martin Luther King, resulted in a nationwide manhunt, sparked a slew of conspiracy theories, and dominated the headlines for days. The resulting chaos allowed the Evergreen school shooting to slip under the radar, only emerging several days later as the ADL and other left-leaning influencers tried to paint it as a neo-Nazi-motivated attack to distract from right-leaning folks calling for justice in Kirk's death. A tragedy can truly never go to waste in America. The Evergreen School shooting and the Charlie Kirk assassination took place almost simultaneously. Kirk was shot at 12:23 p.m. and the first 9/11 call reporting in an active shooter in Evergreen was made at 12:30 p.m. Unlike the widespread media coverage of other recent school shootings, the Annunciation Church school shooting in Minneapolis, the Antioch High School shooting in Nashville, and the Abundant Life School attack in Madison, Wisconsin, the Evergreen High School shooting was barely a blip on the radar. Early reports were scant, but it was reported that two students were in critical condition and that the shooter had died. The chaos of the day made it very difficult to follow both stories as they unfolded. The shooter was eventually revealed to be 16-year-old Desmond Holly. Holly brought a revolver and ammunition to the school, waited until lunchtime to begin shooting. He reloaded his revolver multiple times as he made his way through the school, shooting at walls and doors and any student who crossed his path. Officials said that Holly encountered roadblocks in the form of locked doors, which prevented him from reaching more students. Officers arrived at school within 2 minutes of the shooting and encountered Holly within 5 minutes. Defeated, Holly turned the revolver on himself.
Oh, God almighty.
So,
you
okay,
damn
so
demonic Democrats.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that they found out that this was a satanic cult connected shooting is how?
Okay, that's the next. It's the very next part.
Okay.
Jeffco's sheriff's office released few details about the shooter and the motive in the hours and days following the incident. The one key detail provided is that we've heard over and over again. Evidence from Holly's phone and items inside his house revealed that he had been radicalized online by, quote, some kind of extremist group. With that information in hand, it didn't take long for online communities such as the subreddit r/masskillers to find Holly's social media accounts. What emerged was a dark, familiar pattern of edgy memes, mass shooter aesthetics, and an allure of notoriety that propels vulnerable teens towards violence. Holly's digital footprint had ties to the online subcultures like the True Crime Community, TCC, and Order of Nine Angles, O9A influence groups like 764 and NLM, drawing obvious parallels to the recent shootings perpetrated by Solomon Henderson in January and Natalie Rupnow in December. This footprint has been referred to by the FBI as nihilistic violent extremism and points to a decentralized web of online influences that intersects with the harmful groups such as 764, NLM, and COM. And again, people can go and read this full piece. I encourage you to do it. I also encourage you to go to her channels and watch. She put out like a 5-part docu-series on these groups and the evidence for them and how they radicalize kids through things like the Roblox chats, you know, like inside of games that a lot of, you know, tweens and teens play, and they grow up and they grew, you know, they're like in these platforms and being groomed by these people, and they try to get kids to harm themselves and commit mass acts or acts of mass violence. And the kid in Evergreen apparently has online footprint tied back to the same groups that she's been covering. And I think it's important, especially for parents, and it's here in Colorado, apparently, because this kid is tied to it, the kid from Evergreen, for parents to realize that this is very real. And it's, you know, not, it's not conspiracy theories. It's not satanic panic. It's not, you know, blowing things out of proportion. There is a real violent network that's trying to literally radicalize kids to harm themselves and others.
How old was he?
I don't remember. 16.
16. All right. Controversial take. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies watching this show, this is all your fucking fault. You won't date these guys. It's all your fault. Blame yourselves for all these radicalized young men. You won't go to the prom with them. You won't go to the movies with them. You won't even give them their first kiss. It's all your fucking fault.
Okay, that's a shitty take, Darren.
That's a good take.
Shitty take. Terrible take. The reality is that, you know, kids are, it's the same kind of thing that we see with the overt, I would call them pedophiles, but, you know, gender-based grooming that happens on kids that leads kids ultimately to mutilate themselves and to take steps to, to change their bodies in ways. It starts small and it targets vulnerable kids, kids that don't have active parents, kids that don't have fathers in the home, kids that are, you know, have neurodivergence and autism and ADHD and depression and all of these things, and that our environment and the 24-hour screens make worse. There are kids that slip through the cracks. They're vulnerable kids. And these predatory movements target vulnerable kids.
What changed my life? When I went to go see Save the Last Dance with Shayla MacArthur.
Well, is that the one with Julia Stiles?
It is.
Oh, I love a good Julia Stiles movie.
And you know what? And that kept me from being radicalized.
Yeah. That and sports, right?
That, yeah. That, sports, and hip hop. You know?
Sure. Yeah. Hip hop has kept many a kid off the street.
Yeah, right. Nothing like a good Mobb Deep album to keep you.
Karen, what are your thoughts about the Satanic Death Cult?
He didn't say.
And Chris Cross told you you didn't want us to get to the news because it's horrible. Right?
No, sorry. We're sorry, Chris. You know.
Sorry, Chris.
We're working on it. Probably when the show has 5 minutes left, but it's fine. We'll get to, you know, I mean, the Federal Reserve dropped the interest rates. So there's some news.
Did they? Did they cut rates?
Yeah, we were waiting for it's that. Probably by, you know, 25 basis points, which is going to do absolutely nothing to move the needle in the economy. But, you know, at least the Fed can say we didn't, but I'm not sure by how much, but they did reduce the interest rates. They did make the announcement this morning. So,
too late, we'll Powell.
Yeah. I don't know how much, like I said, it's probably 25 basis points.
Well, give your response to, I've got the article. I've got an article about it pulled up. Give your response to the Satanic Panic and we'll move the not Satanic Panic and we'll move off of that and onto something lighter and more fun, like the economy.
Well, so who was it that said, which dictator was it? A real dictator, not a fabricated one that the crank far left has tried to feed us in saying it's Donald Trump, but a real, like, whole ass dictator said that get the children young and you'll have them for life. Indoctrinate them, get their minds. Was it Adolf Hitler or was it
Goebbels?
Goebbels?
Get Joseph Goebbels, yeah.
Yeah, Joseph Goebbels. Okay. So they are. Goebbels is crazy. Is it Goebbels?
It's Goebbels, Goebbels, Goebbels. Who knows? We all know who we're talking
about. He's an asshole.
Real dick. It's, yeah.
These kids are already, they have been, my God, these kids, some of these kids went through the virus, the coronavirus, the pandemic, plandemic, yeah, and didn't have a high school graduation. They had a drive-by graduation. They were disassociated from each other. There was all this breeding ground for radicalizing these kids, and they saw the perfect opportunity because these kids were in the house. Their parents couldn't bear to pay attention because they were in the liquor store 24/7 and the weed store trying to cope with these kids being in the fucking house all the time. They couldn't send them off to school to indoctrinate them, so they just put them in front of the computers that they send these kids home with. Give them a laptop, radicalize them, it'll be easy, no problem. Oh yeah, and then give them a job and destroy their pineal gland so that they have absolutely no connection with the real world and with God himself. So they have radicalized these kids through video games, except murder out on the street. They call it murder. Don't worry about it. We got them. You can just go to work, make the bread. Give me the tax money. We're going to bring in the illegals and we're going to spend all the money on the fucking illegals. You ain't going to have a dime. You ain't going to be able to buy a house. Y'all going to fight and argue all the time. The kids is going to be messed up because their parents don't get along. The parents are going through a divorce. The kid is all fucked up. It's a perfect storm.
And there's a math teacher that just wants to be friends with them and convince them that they're trans.
Yep. You're a girl.
So there's this great... plot of land in the Philippines I'm looking to buy.
Yes.
Seems pretty seems like that's the next plan, ladies and gents. Hey, anybody interested in going in on this with me? It's about $12.
Yeah, Venmo you.
All right. Good shit. Yeah.
Wow. Do they have cable?
I got one of the most powerful hotspots on the planet. We got Starlink too, but I have one of the most powerful hotspots on the planet.
There's Starlink plus Roku.
We can be in the middle of the Amazon and get internet. Okay.
I like it.
I like it.
We'll be fine. It'll be fine.
You're spot on, Karen. And I've been particularly annoyed these days with the desperate pleas of the people for the illegitimate government to make new law. like, we need hate speech crackdowns. We need this. We need that. And it's like, hold on. We already have too much law. There's a book right here written by Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. Oh, cross just fell over. Called Overruled, The Human Toll of Too Much Law. I encourage everyone to read it. Brian and I did it on book club over on Badlands. And it's eye-opening. The fact that nobody in the government actually knows how much law there is. There's a whole bunch of different guesses and studies, both inside and outside the government. But nobody knows, because there's just the answer to everything is new law. The answer to everything is that we need the government to step in and do something. And the real answer needs to be that the government needs to get all the fucking way out of the way. And that goes for the local, state, and federal levels. We have way too much government. We have way too much law. You could be committing 7 felonies a day. I think it's 3. But it's probably 70 now.
You know how many problems we could have solved if you just let the men of the community handle this shit?
That's right.
Well, where have you guys been, though? Because, I mean, the patriarchy was like the most powerful entity in society up until, like, you know, it kind of started to break down when they made women go to work during World War II, and then the women in the 70s, you know, kind of had an uprising. But you guys had a pretty solid run it for a few centuries, bro, and you broke the fucking world. So
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
What's gonna change if you get another shot?
I'm gonna tell you what happened. You know what keeps men from tearing the heads off of men that are wrong? Is there's another man in between those two men.
with a very large court system
backing. You see what I'm saying? So if they kind of like tone that down a little bit. Karen, where the hell are you on a roller coaster?
She looks like she's about to murder you. I'd be worried if I were you. She looks murderous.
I'm just deep in thought. The feminazis ruined it for men.
Yeah.
The feminazis made men scared of every fucking thing.
The men allowed it, though.
And they shouldn't have, but
the men can't blame anybody.
They were scared they wasn't going to get no ass.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's very true.
Well, they probably wouldn't have, at least some
it's
of them.
A, but, see? Yeah. It's a tool, bro. It's a tool. Girl power.
I love the fact that the woman has the power. The woman has all of the power.
Here he goes. Straight up, man. That's what they can't handle, is that now men are coming back saying, you know, it's fine to be men again. You got pastors like Mark Driscoll, who is unapologetically a man. He was good friends with Charlie Kirk, by the way. Mark Driscoll is a man's man. And I watch him quite a bit. He's a really good guy to listen to. And then you get the Andrew Tates, and you get the, you know, you get different people who are, you know, I just take bits and pieces. I take what I want and then I leave the rest. But
they're good for certain degrees.
Men have got to start being, I mean, Irina Zarutska was fucking beheaded on a train, and the men, you know, cowered in fear.
Legal note, not actually beheaded, stabbed, I believe, in these two arteries. But
stabbed profusely, legal note acknowledged. She was
Sunny Holston over here.
She was cut. She was cut in resulting in death and on a live net.
I can see it now. Thank you, Whoopi.
Why is she gonna be? That was racist, Aaron.
You gotta read the legal.
I would assign you a different view member, but I feel like any of those would be really insulting to you, and so I'm not gonna do that. But
Sunny's a lunatic. She's fine, but she's a lunatic.
She's out of her mind, dude.
Yeah, she's not bad looking at all. You know what I'm saying? She's just another.
But yeah, okay then. She's another one of the feminazis. She's the psycho bitch that you pick up in the bar. That you didn't know she was psycho. She's kind of halfway count, but oh my god.
I mean, this is mom crazy. Advice, right? It's all the eyes will always tell you. If a bitch has crazy eyes, she is crazy.
She doesn't. But here's the thing: I don't think she believes half. I don't think these people believe half the shit they say, right? So like if you're watching these like CNN and all that shit yesterday, and Scott Jennings is sitting there like how the hell did I get here? Like they sit up there and talk about how this is a romantic situation between Pat. What's the guy's name? The shooter. Charlie Shooter?
Robinson.
Yeah, Robinson and his trans lover. If you read the messages, it is a story of romance, and this has nothing to bullshit. Do. There's no narrative here.
I want to know which two FBI agents wrote that text stream.
Yeah, it does because
it was overtly gay. Just quickly, we'll hit the economy hell, right? Story. We have 3 seconds left. We have 3 minutes left. Federal Reserve cut rates Wednesday for the first time this year, cut its baseline interest rate to a range between 4% and 4.25%, a reduction of 0.25 percentage points.
Just like you said.
Yeah.
So, 25 basis points. Nothing's going to, whatever. That's not even going to, that's not going to change the price of cigarettes. Whatever. Shut up. Thanks.
I don't think they can lower the price of cigarettes. It's all like so much regulation in the taxes built on top of that. I mean, and anything that they do to bring it down, they'll just add more onto it. That's what they're doing here in Colorado, is where the federal government is relieving tax pressures for the American people, whether it's through income or consumption or whatever. Colorado's coming in behind them and like adding new stuff. Oh, well, you guys have this money freed up, mine.
Yep. Hey, Biden did it to me when I was a federal employee. I got the tax cuts as soon as Biden came in there. Whoop, whoop. Money, Darren, we're taking the money right back. Go ahead, Darren.
Who the hell still smoking cigarettes?
Go ahead, Dare. Go ahead. Get
Kohl's.
Down.
Pack of Kohl's.
Who the hell still smoking Newports and Kohl's?
Newports.
Lord Jesus.
All right. Well, with that,
what are you guys, like a jazz band or something? Like.
Right.
Dreamers.
We're out of time.
Keepers.
So we're going to end the show before we increase our odds of getting canceled entirely. And we will see you guys next week on Wednesday. Next Wednesday at noon Mountain Time for your midweek lunch break in the Centennial State. I don't know if it'll happen by then, but at one point, I'm going to go to Karen's Black Church with her, and we'll talk about that on the show that follows.
Hey, real quick before we go. I see buds that are green, red roses too.
Thank you, Satchmo.
One thing to put in your hats to think about is I think that it would be really great if we had all of the governor candidates on the show to interview them about their platform. I'm not sure they'll show up. But they should if they know what's good for them, because
I roast the hell out of them. There we go.
Because they don't. Yeah, I mean, we'll get to the real. We'll get to the real if that happens. All right, everybody, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday at
Buy the products.
Peace.